This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
A new ruling from the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit says California's ban on openly carrying one's firearm is not in sync with the U.S. Constitution and must be struck down. The three-judge panel says the decision by a lower court to uphold the law was incorrect, as the law in question can't pass what is now called the Bruin test.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Mark Walters with us this morning from Armed American Radio and Daily Defense. How are you, my friend? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, brother Mark. Happy New Year, Kim. Happy New Year, St. Louis. Let's get on a roll.
What a great way to start off the new year, finding out that the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, at least a three-judge panel, has ruled in favor of the Second Amendment.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. You know, we get favorable rulings in the three-judge panels out of the Ninth Circuit in California all the time. But then we know how this game is played. We've seen this movie before. We've read the book. Gavin Newsom doesn't like it, and him and Bonta appeal to an en banc panel, 11-judge panel, to the Ninth Circuit, which is largely conservative, although Trump had a huge impact on the Ninth Circuit in his first term. So we know that's going to happen. But historically speaking, those en banc panels usually always, and in fact, I think in California 100% of the time, usually generally wind up overruling the three-judge panels. What's interesting about this case is that the decision, which we don't have time to go into all of it, and I would highly recommend listeners that you read it to get an overview of how strong the decision is, excuse me, but it relies on the Bruin decision from 2022. And the beautiful part about it is that decision requires a historical analog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
California could not provide one, didn't even argue one, because there is no historical precedent banning open carry in the United States ever. In fact, open carry was the norm all the way up through the late 1800s in the early 19th century, and in most cases up to the 20th century throughout this country before concealed carry took over, and then the script flipped. And now we've gone through 30 years, 40 years of concealed carry to get back to constitutional carry.
Right.
So we got to go through all this. But this is going to be a fascinating case to watch, because if the Ninth Circuit is honest, no matter how liberal they are, they will have to abide by the Bruin decision, which makes it clear that the three-judge panel was correct. So we're going to see if they try to overrule that three-judge panel. We're going to see mental gymnastics like you've never seen before.
Oh, it's coming. You know it's coming. And so they still have very, very tight controls on who can carry concealed in California. They haven't banned it, right?
That's correct. And the interesting part about open carry, there's a nuance here. You know, the devil's always in the details, right? California has banned open carry in any county with over 200,000 people, which impacts 95% of the state.
Sure.
And in the other 5%, those people who have applied for an open carry permit have never been able to get one. So what this is, the important part of this, what we need to understand here is what California is saying, what Bonta and Newsom are saying is, well, we allow concealed carry. Well, thank you for allowing that constitutional right, by the way, Newsom. So we don't have to allow open carry. Our rights are not interchangeable because a politician doesn't like it.
Thank you. Imagine it just replace Second Amendment with First Amendment, and imagine how outraged they'd be if they were trying to control speech.
Correct.
Same right.
Oh, you put it to your church. No, you can't go to a Catholic church, but you can go to a mosque, which is coming in some areas of the United States, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because while we allow you to praise Allah, but no, you Catholics, no. But our rights are not interchangeable. We have a right to practice whatever religion we want in this country. We have a right to carry a gun in this country, openly or concealed, period. That is our constitutional right. And that was the norm under the Bruin test. We're going to see. Now, you know, it's possible, Mark, that we could get in the lottery on the 11-judge circuit, we could get a favorable ruling and might wind up with a conservative majority on that 11. It's not happened before, but it could. So watch this one. This is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, that circuit has turned a little bit. I mean, in Trump's first term, he got to fill several vacancies on the ninth, didn't he?
He did, yes. And Biden flipped it back. He actually had it pretty even on the ninth circuit, and then Biden flipped it back, of course.
Mm. You know, I saw Mark, because I know through the Second Amendment Foundation, you helped them out as well, that they filed a brief also challenging the fact that in California, they're trying to make you get a background check to buy ammunition.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They already have it. And again, this is going to be mental gymnastics that they're going to have to overcome. It's always California, right? And regarding the Second Amendment Foundation, I believe, if my numbers are accurate here, I'm pretty close, give or take one or two cases in either direction. We have 15 to 16 active cases at all times going on in California to try to restore Californians' rights. And people, a lot of people think, well, you know, I don't live in California, so it really doesn't bother me. Yes, it does, because that's the guy wants to run for president. That's the model they want for the country. Watch what happens to Virginia, because the Democrats control it now. Virginia is about ready to get Californicated as a result of the Democrats in the trifecta in the election that just picked up 18 House seats and have a strong majority now in Virginia, Democrat governor, Democrat AG, Democrat Senate. And you're going to see what happens. That's why it's so important we pay attention to each individual state, whether we live there or not.
Mark, we have our legislative session starting up again tomorrow. And I know that one of the lawmakers has proposed a bill. Mark Cox, I don't know if you would describe it like this, but it's kind of like a red flag law to a degree. And I wonder how many other states are trying to push through something like that. Because obviously, with Missouri being conservative, you still wonder if there would be enough support to get something like that through.
That's something that's very dangerous. There's a couple things that, as gun rights activists, that we fight that are sometimes, let's be honest and fair, are an uphill climb. For example, carrying in schools, teachers, armed teachers. That's an uphill climb in even some red states. It was an uphill climb in Florida until Parkland happened. And ever since they allowed the armed guardians in the schools, we've never had another Parkland.
Right.
Okay. Red flag laws in Maine. They just passed a red flag law light. Here's the problem with red flags. Every state already has some form of, we can lock you up if we think you're crazy wacko. We already have that. In Florida, we refer to it a lot because it's widely known as the Baker Act. You don't need a red flag law in Florida. You can already go in and take someone against their will if they're showing that they're capable of harming themselves or others and lock them up for 72 hours for observation before you have them return home. It's already done. We don't need a red flag. All this does is throw gun confiscation in there, specifically specifying gun confiscation so they can take your guns. Now, in Florida, the numbers bear it out. Just one county alone, and it happens to be Grady Judd, the sheriff America loves to watch on his social media every day. Grady Judd loves red flags. He's used it over 1,000 times in Polk County. So are you telling me when all murders in the state of Florida averaged about 1,000, I think it was over a 10-year period, I think it was 1,014 murders or something over a 10-year period, that he just stopped 1,000 murders in the month? No, he did not. It's confiscatory, period. And sadly, a lot of people fall for it because it's one of those things that's tough to overcome in the media. It's an uphill climb, okay?
Yes.
So it's an ongoing battle. Some of those, you know, campus carry is another one of those that are usually an uphill climb. Eventually we get it like we did in Georgia. And guess what? There's never been a problem. And all of the naysayers who say there's going to be accidental discharges and all this nonsense, it's never happened. My son carries in the classroom in college lawfully here in the state of Georgia. And thank God he can if somebody were to walk in one of those rooms.
God bless Georgia.
Yes.
That's the truth, right? Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. All right.
Kemp never gets enough credit, by the way. You never hear about Kemp getting enough credit. I could easily argue Georgia has far better gun laws than the widely most recognized gun-friendly state in the country, which would be Arizona.
Uh-huh.
We've got far better gun laws because we don't have no gun signs anywhere.
That's a good point. Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate you, Mark. Happy New Year. Great to have you back, brother.
Happy New Year, guys. Love you. Happy New Year, St. Louis. You guys have a great day. Thanks
All right.
for fighting the fight.
We sure will. Armed American Radio's Mark Walters, yeah, Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. ArmedAmericanNews.com is a great clearinghouse for you to keep up with some of these big Second Amendment issues all around the country. Be sure and check that out. Kim, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim?
Well, some big news yesterday, and that was that the Department of Health and Human Services, under the leadership of RFK Jr., overhauled the childhood vaccine schedule. And you can just imagine there are some seriously strong reactions on both sides of this debate. And I want to dig into this when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.